This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Rockets take care of the Damian Lillard-led Portland Trailblazers last night, most notably by James Harden taking care of Damian Lillard a couple of different times. Where's Lillard at on the hated Houston athletes list?
Well, pretty high because of that one series-clinching shot, but I don't think he's... Is he top five?
No, he's probably not top five. And I wonder if maybe the hate, not to a large degree, but to a, in a little bit of, just a tiny bit, has lessened because who he hit the shot over and where that guy is now. Like, if he hits the shot over James Harden, like, okay, he's a bad dude and he only gets worse.
Right.
But he hit that shot, and he, when I say he hit that shot, he drilled it in Chandler Parsons' face because Parsons wasn't paying attention. Stupid idiot. And he drilled it in Parsons' face. And so I wonder if there's a little bit of like, yeah, he hit that against the Rockets, but also like, yeah, but he did put Chandler Parsons on a poster.
Yeah, he did.
So maybe he gets kind of dropped down the list a little bit. Are there any Warriors players? Like, I know people don't the majority of people don't care for maybe the Warriors and how they do things, but I don't know outside of Draymond that they're
like who killed the Rockets.
Yeah, well, like, yeah, like, I don't know, outside of Draymond, I don't know if there's like a Warriors player that's inherently hateable. Curry's a pretty nice guy.
I think
you
hate, you know, fans hate Curry just because he's good.
Hate Draymond because he's a punk.
Yeah.
You know, out there kicking people in the gonads and such. Yeah.
Taking people out.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, well, and he's a part of that injured crew out there in Golden State now, too. Again, I don't care how they get the number one seed. It's impressive to have the lead they have over the number two seed that is the Warriors, which going into this year, people still thought were going to be one of the greatest teams of all time. They take care of the Blazers on TNT last night, John, and they do so on the players-only broadcast. Now, it's blacked out here in Houston because the way TV rules work, which is goofy.
Local TV coverage.
Yeah, you can only take over so many local TV ones and yada yada. But so I watched it on AT&T Sportsnet. That didn't let us escape the players only goodness. Derek Fisher, Nate Robinson amongst the crew calling it. And I don't know who decided that this was Nate Robinson's job, but they did Nate Robinson wrong. Late in the game, they made Nate Robinson read the in-game ads.
Players Only on TNT is brought to you by Auto Trader. Shop all the cars shop all the cars all in one place by Verizon, the most awarded network ever. My bad, guys.
You all good, Nate. You all good, Pelly.
I was Swisher, guys. My bad on that one. I'm on my Floyd Mayweather. On my Floyd Mayweather, stumbling over my words. Excuse me.
Hold on, you're shopping at Cars on Verizon?
I didn't understand what it was either.
Did he actually say that?
Yeah, by the time he was still reading that first one, Verizon ad then popped up.
So he said, shop for all your cars at Verizon.
Yeah, by that time, Verizon ad was up. And I guess he wanted to throw that in there, too.
I can't leave him out. They paid good money. By the way, I would be upset if I was the advertiser.
Oh, you think?
Yeah.
There was another one earlier. Now, that was the first one of the game, like, hey, by the way, who's going to read this? Oh, crap, Nate, here you go.
Okay.
And they hand him a sheet of paper, and he's like, oh, okay, yeah. You know, he kind of stumbles his way through it. Yeah, I get that one. This was the fourth quarter. Like, you've done these a couple times. Earlier in the game, he did, like, a Kia Burger King one. And he's like, and Parrot, your way at Burger King. Like,
okay.
Like, yeah. All right. You heard that for just $6, but there's like big pauses. Like, he's like trying to like it was not good. I felt bad for him because I did the Dynamo game one time with Alex Del Barrio, and there'd be like a break in the action, and he'd point to one of the things you got to read, and I was like looking over on the wall, and I was like, hey, if the Dynamo scored three goals.
We've all had those moments. All had those moments. I figure you were running the board when I was doing the halftime at the Southland Conference tournament, and I was waiting for a halftime interview guest that didn't show, and I was okay, let's look at the stat sheet. And I was like, it was awkward, but I mean, you do it enough times, you can get through those after a first stumble or two. Well, they couldn't get through those.
And then he tries to go, sorry guys, I'm on my Floyd Mayweather. Hey, Floyd Mayweather may not be able to read, but that man doesn't stutter when he's getting ready to talk.
That's right. No, he doesn't.
At least Nate, he can, you know, at a sixth or seventh grade level.
It was a nice idea that needed to be killed early.
You want to integrate different players? That's great. Rotate the players out. Get some more players under the belt. You want to have a 2-3-man booth?
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. Just make sure you got somebody in there to babysit them.
It reminds me of like when the national championship game is on in college football and they have all the coaches there. You still have someone just kind of like, well, what do you think? You know, and just someone doesn't have to be like dominating the conversation.
The traffic director, man.
Yeah, just directing it.
Which way are you going to go? Which way are we going? Who's ready to talk? Who's got something to say?
Mm-hmm.
You know, they need somebody like that. And, I mean, Brent Berry's trying, too.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Brent Berry tries when he's in that
role.
And
probably the most polished of the bunch.
He's trying, but it ain't working. Gilbert texted in. VerizonTrader.com isn't working for me. How about you guys? You can always text on the DWIAttorney.com text line. John mentioned a horrific medical thing that happened to his kiddo. And then naturally, without us asking, you guys sent in some of yours.
Do you want to share the one about the eye?
Let's see here.
Pretty gross.
42 stitches and reconstructive plastic surgery to replace my eye socket when I was 2 years old.
Yikes.
42 stitches for a two-year-old? But you were itching all over the place.
Man.
I swung at a baseball wrong, and the ball hit me in the mouth. 6 years and 15 G's later, I have teeth again. Did you lack teeth in the meantime?
When it happens, yeah, probably you had those caps or whatever they call them, or artificial teeth and all that stuff.
Oh, no. At 20 years old, I suffered a torsion of a man area, and it became the size of a baseball. I'm not reading any more details.
Yeah, that's enough. Gross. That's enough. That's enough of that. Yikes.
Oh, you guys.
Believe it or not, the advertiser likes it. Look, that's my theory all the time, you know, just spell the name right. All I'm saying is that was not, they mentioned the two advertisers, but there was no message there. It was just like,
yeah,
hey, Auto Trader, Verizon, okay. Yeah. Buy your card, Verizon. What?
They kind of getting the advertisement, but not the advertisement they want.
Yes, exactly.
There's some guy that's walking into Verizon today thinking he gets a car with the purchase of a new iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
I heard Nate Robinson say it on TV last night.
I want that new Samsung and the Hyundai.
Wait, so I can get a car on my phone plan, pay it all at once? Sir, I have no idea what you're talking about. Nate Robinson. Who is Nate Robinson? I heard it on the TV last night.
He said you got cars.
I get a free car with my phone.
Yeah.
And a couple people are mentioning the Mandela effect on Mr. Rogers. That's one of the most prominent Mandela effect alternate universe stories out there.
Which one's that?
The song. It's a Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. He doesn't say the. Figgy, see if you can find that. It's a Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood song, and I will illustrate it. And let me know when you have it. All right, listen to this.
Huh.
That sounds good already. Listen to the lyrics. Oh, there are no lyrics on that? We'll find the one with lyrics.
You got the answer.
We'll find
it. Beautiful day in this neighborhood.
This neighborhood.
This neighborhood.
Wow.
Could you be mine?
That blows.
A neighborly day in this beauty wood. A neighborly day for a beauty.
That blows me away every time I hear it. I've always known it as it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. It's actually, it's a beautiful day in this neighborhood. No way that's real. That's a Mandela effect. That's an alternate universe song.
Balloon.
Yes.
How about that? The Mandela effect, alive and well. We spent like 4 hours on that one day.
I popped a lung lifting a 60-pound sack of potatoes. How do you pop a lung?
Where do you find 60-pound sacks of potatoes?
That too.
18 G's?
Oh, my gosh.
To get your popped lung fixed?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, that Mandela effect thing is just, that blew, that one is the most, that one is the most bizarre to me.
You guys, stop sending in your injuries. I'm not reading these. These are gross. You get his thumb peeled off. God, stop it.
Mm-hmm.
Stop it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.